This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. A special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and I do mean everybody, including our over-the-road truck drivers. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, don't forget, you can follow our website, too. Go to our website and check things out at thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from California, IA, we've got the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Hour number two. Well, want to do the pledge again?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic. For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we created a little bit of a stir in the last hour, bringing up Hillary Clinton's name, and Joanna said that it would be up to Kamala Harris as to who she would pick for her vice presidential candidate. Okay. Let me explain something, folks. This is all going to be dictated by big Democratic donors, period. You get what I'm talking about, Kyle?
Yeah.
Explain it, please.
Well, I mean, obviously, they're not going to throw their support in the big money that they have, and they've got a lot of influence. They see these poll numbers going down, and they want to win.
Yep. That's exactly correct. And Kamala will have zilch to say about it. If she wants to live to fight another day with a bunch of money in her hand, she'll take the money and that'll be that. Same with Joe Biden. And Joe Biden knows. He's got to know that with these numbers going down, that he's not going anywhere.
Well, exactly right. And the question is, how low can he go?
I mean, lower, I'll bet you.
Yeah, this is like one of those things where they do the limbo or something like that. It's very low. But Kamala Harris, though, she's botched the vice presidency to such a great degree that one would wonder if suddenly she got the big chair, if this is going to be, a lot worse. Not only for her, I mean, because we've got to be serious, not only for her, but for the country. You know, she's incapable, evidently, of taking the lead, even as the vice president, on the things she was assigned to do.
That's right, because she didn't want to be in charge of the border, and she's done everything but say, I'm not going to do it, and make up excuses for not doing what should have been done. I will guarantee you, if they do get Hillary or even Michelle involved in the bunch, they'll be down on the border more often than you can shake a stick.
Well, because they've also got to realize that they have to engage with these crises.
Yep.
They can't simply hide behind there is no crisis. You know,
nope.
That kind of stuff.
Nope. Now, again, folks, what's bringing all this on is Joe Biden's approval rating is lower than the lowest rated governor in 17 states. it's dipped to just below 30% in those 17 states, ranging from 27 to 29%. And they are shaking in their boots in Democratic money land.
Well, they certainly are. They certainly are, because we can't really, I think, overemphasize the fact that such an unpopular president and such an unpopular policies, they can't be sustained. Now, I know that there are those in the Democrat Party elite who simply don't care. It's the let them eat cake, and it doesn't matter what the, quote, little people think about everything, because they've got their agenda that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to be, they can't do it, you know, if everybody is turning against Biden, as we see people doing.
And Kamala.
And Kamala as well.
Yep.
Yeah. They can't sustain it. They can't talk their way out of it. They can't go out to the microphone and talk a little bit and win people over. Neither Biden or Harris. Harris goes out and starts laughing at everything. Biden goes out and starts getting weird and doing weird things. And,
yeah.
And people go, oh, my, this isn't for real.
All right. Let's go to Mary on the telephone line here. What's up, Mary?
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to ask a question. I live in Florida, and the very first thing that I see as the neighborhoods roll over with all the older folks passing away is that the newer people come in, and the very first thing that they do to their house when they're moving in is they put up a fence. Everybody puts up a fence.
Sure.
There's white plastic fences all over the place. Now, why are they putting up a fence? It's like they need to look at themselves if they voted for Biden and think, why are they putting up a fence? That's the first thing to do, to protect their property. So why would you have a problem with building a wall to protect the country? That's for all the hypocrites that voted for Biden. That's what I think.
Okay, well, if they're putting up a fence, which would be equivalent to a mini wall, I would think they might have voted for Trump.
Well, possibly.
Now, I can tell you, over where I live, my homeowners association, we can't have fences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And every time somebody tries to put one up because a new person will move in, they don't know the rule, and they'll try to put up a fence, uh-oh, got to take it down.
That's right. Homeowners associations have a lot of power for that. But to what Mary was talking about, though, yeah, you do have people give lip service to the idea that you don't need a wall, and but yet it might be different for them personally. Yep.
Correct. And we'll be right back with more. And Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, don't go anywhere. We got lots more to talk about here on the program. Kathy is going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All righty. Well, it's not Tuesday, but I wanted to play that to see what that sounded like with the music coming in. So it's my experimental day. But tomorrow we will be at Mission Barbecue. And then on Thursday we'll be down in Bradenton at Mixon's Fruit Farm down there if you want to stop by at the Groveside Cafe and enjoy a Captain's Club. All righty. Well, this portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell's My Pillow Company. MyPillow.com is a website. We tell you to simply go over there, take a look at all the products that are there. Don't forget the promo code, because it's going to ask you for a promo code. The promo code is always going to be Captain. Very simple, Captain. That will get you the reduced prices that you see promoed there. Now, if you go to the Radio Listener Specials page, you'll be able to see even more items marked down even lower than what you saw on the home page. And don't be surprised, because again, the promo code is going to be Captain. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. That's the call number to call if you don't want to get your stuff out on the computer there. Call them and they'll take the information and away you go. So it's MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Telephone number 800-641-5459. They got plenty of stuff for Christmas. And they can deliver it in time. Whatever, wherever, and whoever you're giving stuff to, they got it. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson said that outside groups may try to exploit the Waukesha parade killings. And I think we're already seeing some of that.
Well, yes, we are. And as a matter of fact, in the state of Wisconsin, they have one Democrat senator and one Republican senator, as you mentioned, Ron Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
The other senator is Senator Tammy Baldwin. Now, they...
But she agrees with Johnson.
See, that's the important thing.
Yep.
That's right. They're both saying, look, this is happening. And when we have one person from each political party, and they're asking anybody considering any kind of action or bad acting to, quote, cease and desist.
Yeah.
And so that's because, Captain, obviously they're reasonable people. They understand that there are those who are trying to exploit this terrible tragedy for their own political gain. That can only serve to divide us even more and to throw gasoline on the fire. And it's time for people of good character and reasonable people to put out that fire.
Exactly. They had a temporary memorial set up on the site where all of this carnage took place, and it was attended tonight. There was a service that was held there tonight, so a very reverent situation. Now, in New York, we've got Governor Hochul, who has declared a disaster emergency as the Omicron coronavirus variant starts to take focus. But again, it's nice to get on top of this to begin with, but it might be way over the top from what we're hearing in the scheme of things.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, we're still getting more information. And the declaration of emergency can also simply begin to release certain funds or put certain things in place for the government to be able to react to a public health crisis.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, though, the notion that this is a hit the panic button kind of thing is actually belied by by one of the doctors herself that actually discovered mm-hmm. the Omicron variant. And so far as that, the hype that the media is giving and governments are giving may be a little premature.
Well, we're going to get Jeff going now because little Dr. Fauci says, this is a quote from him, it's too soon for COVID-19 lockdowns over the Omicron variant. The World Health Organization has deliberately skipped, by the way, naming the new COVID variant with a Greek letter spelled the same as the name of China's President Xi.
That's right. It's according to what they call their best practices. That's what they're saying.
They didn't want to get China upset.
Well, exactly. So now we've got Omicron, so we don't have Mu, which would obviously be very confusing, Mu, or then also XI. But they skipped over to Omicron. But one of the things, though, Captain, though, is that we are seeing this in some different countries now, even countries in Europe. We know of it being in Canada. Whether it's in the United States is a good possibility at this point, mm-hmm. but we don't have any confirmed cases.
Now, both Pfizer and Moderna already have boosters out to correspond with the COVID-19 virus that started everything, correct?
That's right.
And now they're looking into the escape variant vaccines and boosters as the Omicron sparks concern around the country and around the world. And they're saying that they figure within 100 days they will have a vaccine against that.
Well, that's right. They'll be able to adapt the boosters or the mm-hmm. vaccines to what they believe it is. Yes.
But here's the deal. For those people that have had their shots, the two shots and then the booster, the chances of them getting deathly ill over this are slim and none.
Well, that's exactly right.
They might get a little bit sick. They might feel a few problems, but they're not going to get really ill, is my understanding. Is that what yours is?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I know someone, a friend of mine, who had a breakthrough infection, but they had been vaccinated,
mm-hmm.
and they had very mild symptoms, that was a good thing because one of the people in their orbit who was not vaccinated had very severe symptoms.
Now, your state, California, has gone on alert for the smash-and-grab attacks at major shopping centers across the state as violence over the weekend managed to kill a mall security guard who actually was there to be protecting a video camera group that was there at one of the ambush points where the police set up and waited for these cats to come and do their thing.
Right. I understand, Captain. The security officer who was killed was, in fact, an ex-police officer as well. And the local authorities, they actually escorted his body from the hospital to the morgue with several police units, lights and sirens and so forth to honor him because he did die in the line of duty in trying to stop people from taking the camera equipment away from the camera crew that was there.
Wow.
Yes.
That's it's such a tough job, security guards. And, you know, usually the guys that go to work in security have been in police to begin with. Sometimes they're in security to go to police, doing it just the opposite way around. But usually it's someone, especially the armed guards, they're the ones that have been in police working, and this is what they're doing to supplement their retirement.
Well, exactly right. And by all accounts, he was such a very well-respected and very, very well-liked person who, again, was part of the community there. Exactly.
Now, speaking of respect, the Serbians, the Serbs, are surrounded by NATO troops where they're at over there, Bosnia, Serbia. And right now, there's fears for another Balkan war rising up, as Serbia is getting armed up by Russia.
By Russia. So you'd think, Captain, that, I don't know, there might be something happening with the American president trying to maybe...
That might go along with the Ukraine, you think?
Well, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But
a little diversion?
Well, right. But to find some way to try to turn this kind of thing off, and try to urge, shall we say, Russia in a different direction,
mm-hmm.
and maybe say, look, go do this over here. We'll help you with this, but you got to turn this off over here.
Now, a court ruled against actor Kevin Spacey, and there could be some ramifications for Eric Baldwin. What's that about?
Well, for Alec Baldwin, yes. Well, he's the proverbial term lawyering up, right? I thought that he probably should not have said really a whole lot following the horrible tragedy that occurred.
Mm-mm.
But yet so he came out and said a lot of stuff. But he's one of the producers on the film, and he's been named in at least one of these lawsuits that I know of, and there are going to be more coming. Whether or not he's liable for something criminal is also, I think, a real possibility to determine about how they come up with these different charges, what the investigation shows. It's a terrible tragedy, to be sure, but what are the steps that led up to it? Was there criminal negligence involved? And he is the one, Captain, who got the gun and probably should have learned to check it first before ever pulling the trigger, pointing at someone and pulling.
Roll the thumb, it's the last person with the gun always checks to see if it's loaded, period.
That's right.
There is no other discussion. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition. Hope everybody's having a great day out there. It's a balmy 55 degrees where I'm at right now.
Professor of Politics, there's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden is back at the White House after a holiday week on Nantucket. He immediately received a briefing on the Omicron variant, Biden getting an in-person briefing from the chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and other members of the COVID-19 team at the White House. Dr. Fauci says the rate at which it appears to be able to spread is very concerning, but he says it doesn't necessarily mean the new variant's more deadly than the other forms of the virus.
You don't want people to panic, but you want to know that we're doing everything we can to stay ahead of this.
Many Republicans in particular, like Pennsylvania Representative Lloyd Smucker, are concerned that it's going to lead the federal government to try to step up the idea of mandating things like vaccinations.
That is a decision that every individual should make with their doctor. This is a health decision that should not be mandated by the government.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. And get your money this week.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Alrighty. And while you're doing that, if you're suffering in pain or have some type of problem where inflammation might be part of your problem, let me tell you about Relief Factor. Because Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously and have taken for well over 6 years now. I heard about it on the radio, just like you're hearing about it right now. And I was taking Mobic and Flexeril for the problems that I had, which is both of them are narcotics, and they have side effects from time to time, and I didn't care for the side effects. So I got rid of the Mobic and Flexeril, and I said, okay, I'm just going to take some Aleve. Well, I couldn't take two Aleve. It didn't work with the pain I was in. I had to take four, sometimes six, and I had to do it a couple times a day. That's not smart under any circumstances, okay? So when I heard about Relief Factor, I went, boy, I'm going to try this stuff and see if it'll work, because it's 100% drug-free. Well, the ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support my body's natural response to the inflammation problem I was having, and it even lowered and eliminated the pain by going straight to the source, not only, say, in my ankle, leg, or foot, but also in my back or my shoulder or my wrist, because once I got it in my system, it was in my system, and it just flat out worked. That's all I can tell you.
It's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And you get it by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. It's $19.95. Get you on a program. See what it does for you. Because after all you have to lose is pain. Relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we were talking about Joe Biden's approval rating that had dropped below 30% in 17 states, right?
That's right.
Well, there's some other part of this equation that I'm going to mention now. Nine of the top 10 governors with the highest approval ratings just happen to be Republican. And Biden is the least popular than the least liked governor in the country.
Well, you know, if you had said that, you know, a year and a half ago or a year ago or 10 months ago, people would say, oh, come on.
Nobody would believe you.
That's right. But here we are. But why is it so far in the tank, Captain? It's because of what Joe Biden has done after he got into office as president. And he was complete bait and switch as to the kindly old man who was hiding away in the basement, and he was going to unify, et cetera, et cetera. But he hasn't. He's come through with these far left positions. If people don't want that.
Yeah.
It doesn't play well across the highways and byways, and he's suffering for it.
And he was going to be the cure-all, end-all for COVID because Donald Trump had botched it.
Oh, that's right. And they were going to come in, and they were going to make sure that it was done right and all this kind of thing. And now he finds himself, Captain, can't win the hearts and minds of the people and simply reverts to basically coercion.
Yeah.
And that's not leadership.
Now, I'm going to talk about something that's a little odd. And I love the people in Canada, but how this was allowed to happen is beyond me. The largest school board in Canada has reportedly banned students from attending a book club event with Nadia Murad, who happens to be a Nobel Peace Prize winner, who miraculously survived being kidnapped by the Islamic State as a teenager and was forced into sex slavery. Why are they banning this young girl who could teach these students a lot?
Well, Captain, The reason is going to shock everybody that's listening right now, because it just defies logic. It's because the description of the torture that she endured somehow could, quote, be offensive to Muslims and foster Islamophobia.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Well, they're the ones that did it because of their stupid belief where they did anything. Again, women mean nothing over there in Afghanistan and Iraq and Iran, for the most part.
Well, we have seen so many examples of that. And I will say this, if you had a story about some kind of, you know, weird, far-out cult of some sort, and they did the same thing, the media would be all over, or it would be all, they wouldn't believe that, okay, we need to cancel this, this appearance. We've got to find out more about it. But because of this notion of, because you can talk about what people in Muslim groups have done without indicting all Muslims. You see, there's a difference there. But because they're so afraid, I guess, they don't want to be able to talk about an actual thing that actually happened to a woman. I mean, this is crazy time.
Okay. ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, and NBC have all been ignoring the bombshell report on Hunter Biden's deal with the Chinese company that put over $8 billion in his hand for investment when they were buying up a bunch of companies. I've got the details on this, and here's something that came out yesterday that nobody knew about until yesterday, when once again the columnist, New York Post columnist Miranda Devine's book, Laptop from Hell, revealed some more information. Are you ready?
Yep.
A 3.16 carat diamond worth $80,000 was given to Hunter Biden to seal the deal on a $10 million a year contract for a minimum of 3 years for just introductions to people that this Chinese company could talk about investing money in or take control of around the world.
Well, that's really significant, no doubt. No doubt.
Well, we haven't heard about this before, but this brings to the total now. I said over $8 billion, right?
Right.
Here's another $30 million, and here's another $80,000 on top of that $8
billion. Well, that's right. Well, I think we're not hearing about it, Captain, because, number one, it's damaging to President Biden. Number two, the notion of deals with China and these kinds of things just don't fit in to the daily playbook of what so many in the media want to project.
Now, here's the other thing. Hunter and his uncle, Jim Biden, that's Joe's brother, wanted more control of this partnership, this Chinese partnership, and a regular income stream. They didn't just want, 10% over here and 10% over there and another 10% over there that they were splitting, plus then they were giving Joe, remember, 10% of it too, right?
Right.
Yeah. So it's just amazing. Well, 3 weeks after Joe Biden left office as vice president in 2017, that Hunter was on a plane, flew to Miami to meet with the people and the Chinese person and seal the deal.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes.
Now, this all has come out now.
Well, that's right. And, Captain, if these kinds of things were the order of the day in terms of being reported in a widespread manner, you might have had a real different election. You will have different elections because these things are coming out now, and people see, and they don't like the notion of corruption. They don't like the notion of getting payoffs or whatever it is, doing these shady deals. They don't like that because they feel that it puts the leadership then at a disadvantage to be able to stand up for the interest of America and not have it be diluted by trying to please somebody who's giving you this amazing income stream, that kind of thing.
Now, remember we were talking about how Joe Biden would not be running for re-election?
Right, right.
Less than a third of the voters believe it would be a good idea for President Joe Biden to run for re-election. And he would definitely lose in a rematch head-to-head against former President Donald Trump by at least 20 points.
Yeah, that is really amazing. And here we go. It's only 11 months after the election. Look at this.
Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to give you the phone number. We're going to go to break. Truckers, Highway and Bible Report coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Singing and blazing.
real freak parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up in that Broadway on my old studly roll. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Oh, my goodness. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. That's big and rich, Kyle.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good one.
Love that video. Love that video. All righty. Well, you take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
All right, folks. Well, out west, especially in the Pacific Northwest and specifically the Seattle and Western Washington region, we're going to see some more rain, and we're going to we have flood watches that are going on there right now, starting at Seattle and moving on up towards the Canadian border. Looks like we've got some rain in the forecast for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and looks maybe clearing a little bit on Thursday and Friday, but back on Saturday with more rain. Of course, the ground is saturated there right now, and that's not a good thing. It can't take much more. Last hour, we had rain showers in Portland. They're reading cloudy right now and 54 degrees. And by the way, Richard the Marine chiming in earlier on the program, letting us know that he was out there this evening. So hello to Richard the Marine there in his vantage point of the Central Coast of Oregon. But also, Captain, we've got some high winds to tell you about tonight. This is going to be up in northeastern Montana, U.S. Highway number 2, and also along I-25 north of Cheyenne near Wheatland in Wyoming. We've got some high winds tonight as well. We do have what appears to be air stagnation. That means just a lot of pollution in the air. If you're coming up the I-5 corridor into Southern Oregon through Medford and Grants Pass, also over near Klamath Falls as well. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, a special shout out tonight to Trucker Mark and all of the Crete drivers out there. Okay. All you Crete drivers, hope you're doing well. Thanks for tuning in. Now, let's start with upper Michigan, because up on the up on the lakes, up in the upper part of Michigan, upper peninsula, as they call it, we have a gale warning, but we also have a winter storm watch in effect for the upper peninsula, as the winds are blowing such that it's going to blow the snow south down across the upper peninsula down into Wisconsin. And it looks like the entire third northeast part of Wisconsin, north of Milwaukee and over towards Madison and north straight up to the upper peninsula of Michigan, is going to get a bunch of snow, which is not going to be fun, I'm sure, for that area. In the meantime, there is an Alberta Clipper coming across, which is going to be dumping snow all the way over into New England over the next day or so. We do have right up along I-90 all the way from Toledo east into Erie, Pennsylvania, snow, just a general snow coming down. We got about 50 miles of snow up there along the New York, Pennsylvania border too, running straight east out of Erie. Up there between Ripley and Dundee, though, we have a stretch of lake effect snow, and it's definitely coming down. They've already had a foot or two in that area since this all started, and it's still snowing. So be advised of that if you're going on the New York Thruway, going that away. Coming on down through North Carolina, got some winds down through there. Also got some more winds and cold temperatures across Georgia. Temperatures in the north part of Georgia tonight are down into the 20s. We do have a large area of frost from about Valdosta over to Brunswick, and temperatures there are pretty close to 32, 33, 34, and 35 degrees. We do have a heavy, dense fog advisory from right about the Mississippi, Louisiana line, and right over to Mississippi and Alabama. It runs I-10 down through New Orleans, all the way across to Houston, all the way down almost to the Mexican border. And then if you're coming across I-12 up there through Hammond, Louisiana, you definitely have got heavy, dense fog there as well. And that's what it's looking like tonight weather-wise. Kyle, give us a quick shot about Pilot and Flying J.
Folks, go to pilotflyingj.com. There you'll find their locator function where you can find out the nearest pilot of Flying J to your location and plan your trip accordingly. And when you stop in, be sure to join the Drivers Club and begin earning points. Download the My Rewards Plus app, and you can track your points and all the great stuff that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J. And professional drivers, you start earning 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills. Compare that with 15 for the other guys. You definitely want to check them out today, pilotflyingj.com.
Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to kylewarrenshow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And coming up right now, we've got Denise Simon from founderscode.com. So good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
How about that Joe Biden popularity contest? I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you. 17 states, he's below, yes, I said below, 30%.
I'd like to know who the 30% is.
Or the 27 or 28 or 29, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, precisely.
This is amazing.
Well, you know, people... If they listen to certain media networks, there are stories that never get reported, never, ever. And if they do get reported, then they get real twisted. So they end up in a groupthink situation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are.
Well, they're not talking about the latest Hunter Biden debacle, which came out of the book.
No.
That is amazing. And an $80,000 diamond was given to Hunter Biden to seal the deal on a $10 million a year contract for 3 years.
That's right.
Unbelievable. And this doesn't count the $8 billion they got before that, that had slipped through Hunter's little hands with the permission of the Chinese for investments that they were making on behalf of their, I guess, investment bank, for lack of better words.
Well, the fascinating thing, I think if we remember, I think his first name was Tony Bobulinski.
Yes.
Everything that he said, based on text messaging, was absolutely true. So we know that the media didn't report that either.
Right.
So I think Fox was the only one that had reported anything about him, but he had zero use for anything dealing with Biden, Hunter Biden.
Yeah, actually, the story that I got came off Newsmax, but it may have come from Fox because they're news aggregators. So let's see here.
Sure.
Where did it come from? It was written by Fran Breyer. I'm looking to see. No, I don't see it. Oh, New York Times. This came from the New York Times. I'll be darned. By way of Newsmax.
Well, it depends upon when they publish that data. It's fascinating. I've already ordered the book.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Denise Simon 2, right after this break. So I'm going to let Kathy take us to break and give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.